Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brandon Bayard is one of our field reporters who reports on, and Brandon, boy, what a brutal weekend it was for the Minimalist Challenge. It's a shame that they got that kind of conditions, because it's one of the greatest kayak tournaments there is, where they limit you on the type and the number of baits. They level the playing field for everybody. But didn't sound like a whole lot of people did very well, and you're to be congratulated. You came away with a third place, and because of that, you and 17 other, well, I guess it'll be another 19 other finishers will get an invitation to fish the championship tournament at the end of the year. So congratulations to you. Tell us how it went and who the big winner was.
Hey, Don. Yeah, we had a pretty brutal set of conditions, as you mentioned. You know, it was probably low 30s with some, you know, 20 plus mile an hour winds. Low water. At least we didn't have rain. It was really tough, and the bite was really slow. You know, that this being kind of the end of the winter, those dead end pits and you know, kind of deeper holes are not quite as easy to fish later in the winter as they are in the beginning of the winter. I think the fish get acclimated, and those deeper holes get kind of hit by more and more fishermen as the season goes on. But they were still there, and people kind of knew that that was the game plan. So you would bounce around to these different places throughout the day, and you'd see large groups of people fishing those areas, either from the bank or in their kayaks. We made a rule, because of the winds and the cold, that guys could fish from the bank if they wanted to that day. This is one of the first times I can ever remember them allowing people to do that, just because they didn't want to reschedule, because you never know what's going to happen. But Breck Hotard came out on top. He's been doing really well in the club. He came out way with 120 inches, besting everybody in the 70 player or the 70 angler field. He fished some of those roadside pits down LA1 and caught his 5 trout and 2 reds. He didn't find a kicker fish, which we were allowing a drum or a sheephead or a flounder, but some other anglers did, but they didn't put together the full bag of fish like Breck did with the 2 nice reds and all the nice trout. So congrats to him. He really grinded it out. I think he just stayed in the same spot all day and really fished hard on the bottom and you know, waited for the fish to come through.
Brendan, what were the baits they limited you to, and which ones worked for you and for Breck?
Yeah, we got probably 7 plastics. One of the guys in the club, he did some hand pour lures for us, so they were kind of custom made. They had some, you know, clear with red flake, 2 different sizes. We had you know, a couple of different like longer kind of you know, rattle tail baits. We had a boom boom shrimp in there with 4 different colors. It was kind of a assortment of soft plastics, if you will. There wasn't anything like a hard bait or anything. We did get a 4 horseman cork to use with those. You know, I think some people still caught fish under a cork in those conditions, which was kind of surprising, because, you know, most of the fish were on the bottom pretty deep. But for whatever reason, early on, they were biting on the cork. I think as the day went by, being in the cold weather, you know, typically you wait for the afternoon to warm up, but we were out there and I think the water kept getting colder and colder and colder. So The longer you waited, the harder the fishing almost got, because you know, that air was still cooling the water as the day went on, even though it was sunny.
Yeah, so they took the corks off and maybe went a little deeper, huh?
Yep, that was the plan. But it was still fun seeing everybody out there for the first tournament of the year. Had the weigh-in over there at the Golden Meadow Pavilion right there in the little park. And, you know, it was a catch, photo, and release tournament, which was on the app that we, you know, the club started using during COVID just to kind of keep things going. This one, we did that just so that, you know, people could, you know, spread out a little bit more and, you know, with the weather conditions and just submit fish at random if they needed to leave early and didn't have to show up at the weigh-in or anything like that. So it worked out.
When's the next Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club event set up?
The next one is the Trout Challenge, which will be down LA1. I don't know the exact format. It's going to be some combination of a bag limit of trout or, you know, a half a limit or something like that. It might be catch, photo, and release. It might be live weigh-in, but that's going to be down LA1, and that is, I believe, at the end of March, March 30th. Or so, don't quote me on the exact date, but it's going to be that Saturday at the end of March.
BCKFC.org. You can find out information on it. Brendan, with all this rain and stuff happening, what tip can you give people for when it finally stops and they get out? I got people telling me they're sitting on go waiting for that front to get behind them, and then they headed out. What should they be doing?
Yeah, I would avoid areas where you're going to get big drainage from, estuary or tributaries and stuff like that, where you're going to have, like, maybe Bayou Lafourche carrying about a bunch of fresh water down. I would tuck kind of further into the sponge of the marsh, if you will. Go into some of those places where you're going to have kind of an area that's more protected, that's less influenced by fresh water, some deeper areas, of course, this time of year, and just anywhere where there's not less fresh water mixing with the fish, with the water you're fishing. So, you know, hopefully it's not muddy or there's no drainage. Runoff from the road, those kind of things create problems. You're looking for clear water, deep water. That's about it.
Great advice, and great for you sharing it with us. We really appreciate your reports, Brendan. And again, congratulations on your finish and your qualification for the tournament.
Thanks, Don. Take care.
All right. See you next time. Brendan Bayard, one of our two paddlers reporters.